Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Jennifer Aniston admits she had a major crush on David Schwimmer, and our minds are blown.
We never crossed that boundary, you know, we respected that, but we both.
Then J-Lo busted spying on Ben and the wilder rumor about their relationship. Plus, after Lisa Vanderpump told us this about Kyle Richards.
She should keep her new nose out of my business.
The housewives are firing back.
No, she would never do that.
Hello, everybody. Today on Daily Pop, we're the friends hooking up behind the scenes. Joining me and Liliana today is super producer and the creator of Love & Hip Hop, Mona Scott Young, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for bringing these shoes to our set.
Oh, yeah, we're loving these shoes.
Come on.
Is there, like, some kind of camera on the shoe, or no?
This is not Wendy.
This is not Wendy.
Different show,
yeah, this
show.
Is a whole different
Sorry.
Show.
But there it is. Now they can see them. Give the people what they want,
Yes,
Mona.
A little red bottom.
There we go.
A little something.
Are you ready to talk today?
I am.
Because we have a lot to talk about, and we're going to start with the Friends reunion. It dropped last night on HBO Max, and fans are going crazy. Now, there was a lot of fun stuff to unpack, but it was this wild-ass confession that really got our attentions.
It's inconceivable to me that there weren't, perhaps, off-screen romances.
David?
Yeah, the first season, I had a major crush on Jen. At some point, we were both crushing hard on each other, but it was like two ships passing because one of us was always in a relationship. And we never crossed that boundary. You know, we respected that, but we both.
They definitely saw each other naked.
Listen.
100%.
But did you notice the way she kind of looked over like, are we saying it or not really? Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes. That did not feel like a spontaneous story.
Uh-uh.
They were deciding whether they were going to come clean or not.
Well, she looked at him like, are you going to go there?
Mm-hmm. Right,
no, you
exactly.
Take this. Let me see what you do with this. They definitely did it. I always say I would never hook up with a coworker. But do you think if they would have hooked up and broken up on set, would it have changed the whole chemistry of the show?
Absolutely. I don't think that we would have gotten a full 10 seasons. I think this cast is so close that relationship drama that exists offset naturally,
finds its way
exactly.
Onto
it's
camera.
Like water, it will find a way through the channels. And I think it would have made for a very different experience for everybody on the cast, everyone on the crew, and for ultimately us as the viewer. So thank you, David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston, for not doing the dirty or at least telling
like
us that
they
you did.
Did.
You think
no,
they did?
I think it was pretty obvious that they did.
I don't know. He said that they cuddled a lot on couches.
Her look
in her trailer?
Like, what are we gonna do? Are we keeping it 1,000?
So do you think it was just like a casual, we're single for 2 weeks, let's just casually hook up and never talk about it?
I think they were smart and they're like, we're not messing up this good thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna keep it in the bedroom and not bring it onto set.
100%.
Absolutely.
True
absolutely.
Professionals.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, on Mona shows, they're like, hey, we think we're gonna date. And Mona's like, go right ahead and let me send a camera crew to get it all on camera.
But well, listen, speaking of dating coworkers, I actually married my head of security. Yes, so yes. I have my saying, I violated my own rule. Yes, I did. But we are 24 years in. But,
wow. Hold on.
You violated your head of security.
Thank you.
You violated your head of security.
I violated my own rule about violating my head of security.
And then she violated her head of security.
How did you know it was okay to cross that boundary at that point? Because I think a lot of people have the same, like, I would never.
Right.
But what was that feeling like where you were like, I think I need to go with this. This man is kind of
fine.
Listen,
I resisted for a very long time because I was a woman in hip hop, right? Misogynistic, and everyone's looking at you like you're doing it anyway. So it wasn't an easy decision, and he pursued hard.
Yes.
Like, you know.
So at every turn, you were saying, not now,
absolutely.
Not now, stay
I was
away.
Like, not happening, nope, don't even think about it.
You know?
And it was on a transatlantic flight. We talked the entire flight.
We had 8 hours.
And by the time we landed, we shared a car home. He got out at my stop and never went home.
Yes!
And 24 years later.
24 years later, two kids, a dog. Yes, it's
all
been
of
a
it.
Wonderful
I love
life.
That.
But it's so terrible because in hip hop, men hook up with, you know,
absolutely.
The assistants.
Yep.
Men hook up with the hairstylist, with the artist, with all of these things.
But as a woman, you know, navigating the space, it's a different standard. And so for me, it was always like,
100%.
Do not look at me in that way, you know,
right.
But
well,
like,
because you get judged on a different set of
absolutely.
Rules than men do. I mean, across the board, hip hop for sure.
Absolutely.
But even in regular industries, you get looked at very differently. Men are not held to those same standards that women are when it comes to relationships or even just hooking up with two
absolutely.
Consensual
yeah.
adults.
Yep.
So good for you.
Thank you.
Good
I love
for
that.
You.
It worked.
Look, I'm about to walk outside
wait,
and go find this security guard
say,
right now.
We have some cute security guards, by the way.
We do have some cute
security guards.
It was a very bodyguard moment. You
know? Oh, get your Whitney on.
Yes, Whitney.
You guys, stars, they are just like us. Exhibit A, J-Lo getting caught peeping on her man like we all do. What do you guys think is happening in this photo? Look at her.
J-Lo's straight up like, is he still here?
Oh, you know? 100%. I think she's like, oh my God, let me see who he's DMing.
That's
because
right,
you know
right.
What? I feel like old habits die hard, especially in relationships. And if your last relationship, you had to check to see if your man was, you know, DMing Bravo celebrities left and right, some of that old baggage comes into your new relationship.
Absolutely.
Wait, why are we not talking about the fact that he gave her a lot of baggage the first time they were together? There was like the Strippergate thing when he went to the strip club. Yes, obviously, you cannot, first of all, you should not be blaming your new boo for problems that your old boo brought to the relationship. That is number one. This one gave her enough to worry about the first time around. So that peaking, she knows what she's doing because she knows who she is in bed with.
Well,
that's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, let's keep it 1,000. J-Lo is like, where the hell is the paparazzi?
Yes.
I call them and they are running late.
Do I have time to snatch this pony or not?
Oh, and by the way, he has no idea. He's sitting out there.
Yeah.
He got a pack of Newports out there. He's sitting out there with a beer.
She has that entire rollout plan mapped
but,
out.
Okay, hold on. Well, I'm happy you brought that up because there are new reports claiming that Ben and Jen were going to announce that they were back together on Instagram, but the paparazzi beat them to it. If those first photos hadn't come out, do you think that she would have went to plan and did it on the gram?
Do we really think the paparazzi just did that unintentionally?
I do. Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
I think that if Jennifer Lopez was going to announce that she and Ben were together, it would be on her own terms because she knows that somebody's gonna make money off of it anyway. So let me go ahead and put it out when I'm promoting something, not willy-nilly. And
maybe.
I have been up that Bel Air World Hotel, that Bel Air, you know, road where people do drop their cars off and then take taxi cabs up because
just
they
to keep it.
Just to keep it under the wraps.
I just think coming out of the whole A-Rod thing, it was probably like, how do I do this? How do you go back? How do you tell the world? How do you, it was like, screw it, just go for it. But I do feel to some extent, none of this stuff is accidental. No. I don't believe any of it just happens.
Jennifer Lopez is a professional, she is a businesswoman, and she runs a brand better than anybody else 100%. Out there. There is not one moment of this that is not talked about, discussed, and planned. Trust me on this.
To the letter.
To the letter. Yes. This is not accidental. I mean, are they really together? Yes, I hope so, because I'm hoping for a Gigli too. But I also think that, you know, everything is discussed. You're talking about multi-million, close to billions of dollars.
Brands. This is a business.
Yes, this is not just like, oops,
yeah, but
sorry.
In J-Lo world, everything is controlled. You're
yes.
right. But in Ben's world, he's like, I'm going to go meet J-Lo today. I'm going to run around and like, I'm going to go see Jen. I miss her, blah, blah, blah. Loose lips sink ships.
So?
And I think for her, coming off the A-Rod thing, I think she and A-Rod broke up months ago. But they kept it together because they had some financial dealings and they didn't want to announce to the kids right away. So I think when this all started, she was thinking, all right, in public eye, I am recently single as of 2 or 3 weeks ago, but really it's been 3 months. Let me hold off on this and then roll it out when people can see me as, oh, she's come out of this relationship.
Right.
She's ready for the next
one. But I think she would have been under much more scrutiny and criticism if she had orchestrated it and it was beautifully choreographed.
Right.
I think this felt like it was incidental in a way that we were more forgiving.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, darn, let her live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I think that was the plan.
And she's not, I mean, and they're smart. Like right now we are living for everything like 90s and early 2000s. There's a nostalgia play. I mean, think about how quickly people forgot about A-Rod. Like we're done. Like,
we're done. We're so
over. We're so over.
He's winning.
You know?
Yes. That man is. Is absolutely
did he just
winning.
Launch a makeup line?
He did! And we didn't even talk about it on the show!
No.
We never brought it up. We never talked about it. No, he did. We are all on board with Jen and Ben 2.0, or it feels like the majority of the public is on board with this relationship.
Girl, A-Rod could fix the Flint water crisis and we still wouldn't talk about it.
We would not care.
Still ahead, the secret to being friends with Beyonce like we'll ever get the chance. She's dishing out some important advice. Plus, Housewives Portia Williams says she's not having one wedding, she's having three. And a funeral too. We'll dive all into that next.
Can't.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, we always keep it real on Daily Pop, but now it's time to get reality TV real. Starting with Portia Williams. She shared some of her wedding planning details with Fox's Dish Nation. And in true Portia style, it's going to be a shady day.
You know, he's African, so we're going to have a native law and custom ceremony and a regular wedding, and then we're going to have another wedding at one of, you know, the houses that are out of the country.
So Portia posted a clip from that interview on Instagram, writing three weddings and a funeral for the haters. First of all, I think you're having three weddings because he probably has three other wives. Phaedra, Mr. Chocolate is not the one. There are six women in the Sudan waiting for him to come home, okay?
But it is perfectly acceptable there, so that is not an issue.
No, it's perfectly acceptable there. I often feel like when people go above and beyond after a scandal, you know, like normies, I call normal people normies. Normies sometimes, after a cheating scandal, they either have a baby or they have, like, a wedding.
You've got to deflect.
You want to deflect. Do you think this is what's happening with this wedding planning?
Listen, I think Portia is living her best. I don't give a flying about anything but my happiness right now, life.
Mm.
And more power to her.
Good for her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, people have opinions. They're like, but
yeah.
things. Mm-hmm. But I think she's just... She's standing in her truth.
Which I
and
love.
And she's going to take it to which the finish line.
Which I love. Yes.
But as delusional as it sounds to the rest of, I mean, is there not a friend in Porsche world that's like, Porsche, I love you, but bring it down. You're like at a 12 with a man who basically just got divorced 2 weeks ago. Now you're planning three weddings with him.
No, no.
You don't think there's anyone in her world that is telling her to slow her roll?
Not one bit. If the two people next to you, your mother and your sister, are like, yes, we've been co-signing this behavior your whole life. We're going to continue to co-sign this behavior because we are banking off of it and we are getting spinoffs.
Oh, but he said not banking off of it.
They're banking off of it.
That's why you think nobody is telling her anything.
I think if you look at any celebrity, no one's going to tell Justin Bieber to slow his roll. No one's going to tell Britney to get off the stage because she's kind of whacked out because they're making money off of these
people. I just think she's in too deep. I think once you cross that line, you just got to go balls to the wall.
100%.
That's actually a really good point.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you do now?
Nothing.
Half step? It's like, we're doing three weddings. We're doing a funeral for the haters. Well, what else we doing?
I don't even know where these houses, the message she's houses out of the country. If he's your husband, you better know where those houses are.
No, honey, you don't want the feds to come question you about anything once it's the fan.
She looks happy, though.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah,
she looks happy.
What is $2 million?
Find your happiness, girl. Find your happiness wherever you can.
Speaking of finding, Kyle Richards and Lisa Vanderpump are still going at it over Restaurant Gate. Now, let me catch you guys up in 20 seconds if you don't know what's going on. Kyle said that Lisa sent a bill to her table, but Lisa says she paid it. Then Lisa said this to Liliana.
She should keep her new nose out of my business.
Now, Kyle is weighing in, and her sisters are getting involved.
I don't care. What she says is not important to me.
She said, keep your new nose out of my business.
To who?
Lisa
to Kyle.
No, she would never do that.
She should keep her new nose out of my business.
Think so?
Vanderpump loves Kyle and she would not do that.
She should keep her new nose out of my business.
Yes, 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 yes!
You're so
yes,
shady,
listen!
All I have to say is, Kathy, if you're watching, there was only one other person in the room when she said it. It was me, and girl, yes, she did. She did not hesitate. I looked around and thought, does she know we're recording this? Because you know we're gonna use it on Daily Pop. Y'all, that was just the beginning. There was stuff that we didn't even put in the interview. We will release that strategically as we need it for ratings.
Oh, yeah.
But
Kyle's calling.
No, she's not!
I can't do it. I'm going to answer the phone at commercial break.
Let me talk to her.
It's so funny because when Kathy is, first of all, when the sisters get involved, no matter if it's a white thing or a black thing, when I call my sisters and they come, it's trouble.
Right.
Because now we won't fight with all of us.
You got the posse.
But I do love that I call it JP Morgan and Shade, where Kathy's like, she would never. She is too classy for that.
And cut to.
Knowing that that's the bite that they're gonna use. And it's almost like when my mother would come to school and the teacher would say like, oh, he did this, this, and this. And she would say, now I know my son has more sense than that, knowing damn well my ass did exactly what they said.
I mean, I will tell you this. Lisa is the naughtiest of the naughty. And she's a Brit, and she has so moved on from this. I will tell you that much. I don't think that there's room for reconciliation there, so I think that she is done with it, and you heard it when she made that comment. And by the way, she knew exactly, like J-Lo, by the way, Lisa Vanderpump knew exactly what she was doing when she gave me that little golden bite.
100%.
Right?
When you have two co-stars feuding off camera, as a producer, are you ever like, you guys, please just save it for when we're on the show and we can dive into this?
I mean, of course, right? Because a lot of times they're doing all this stuff on social media, and then if it doesn't match up with what we're covering on the show, we look crazy.
Yes.
So it's like, I get it. You need to express yourself. Give me 2 seconds.
Let me get my crew there.
Right. Exactly. Listen, it's what they sign up for.
Definitely.
Right? So we need to be able to make sure that everything that's happening is happening on camera.
Good. Well, you know what? We actually have the bank here because we're about to talk money and reality TV. Jason Tartik and Dean Unger are sharing exactly how much they were paid for their Bachelor Nation appearances. It went down on Jason's new podcast, Trading Secrets. This is Dean, you're hearing first.
So they sent the contract over. It was for, I think it was like 75 grand to be the Bachelor for the season. And I'm sure you probably got something similar to that, right? Not it was the price, but at least like.
So ours was 100. So mine was 100. Nice. And then what they did is they gave three contracts and we were all buddies. So we just compared them. So me, Colton, and Blake each had contracts for 100.
No, but that was the gag, right?
Yes. Like,
you probably got something around the same.
No, mine
was 400.
Mine was 100.
You know, like, exactly. I don't believe any of that stuff. Because if I think about how many times I have read where my cast members are like, we're making boo, boo, boo. And I'm like, no, you're not.
So, like, I signed you know? The checks.
Exactly. Well, Viacom signed
the checks. Yeah, that's correct.
But I know what the checks say. So it's like, but they obviously, what? That was not meant to be recorded?
No.
Is that what it was?
No, it was meant to be recorded.
Sharing it.
They were sharing it. You know, I think there is this old way of thinking that you should never share with other cast members or coworkers how much you're making. Do you get upset?
Is that an old way of thinking? I feel like that should be common practice.
No, I share
Who
it
Who goes
now.
Around
you
like,
have to share it.
This
it's
is
important.
How I am? Really?
I share it now.
You just want everybody to know what you make?
No, I want my co-stars to be able, by the way, don't compare what you're making to me because it's probably lower than what you're making, Liliana. Don't use this. But if I'm going into a contract negotiation and I'm sitting next to somebody who's been on the show as much time as I have been, I want to know that I'm getting a fair shot and I want them to know that they're getting a fair shot. So if we're teammates here, you know, I want to know, like, I just want to know. And it's like, we hide these things and that's why people start to feel undervalued. Mm-hmm. Because they find out later on, oh, I'm stuck in this 3-year contract. Meanwhile, I'm making half of what you're making. Yeah.
But I mean, when you say to the person sitting next to you, this is what I make, has anyone ever turned around and said, oh, I make 3 times that?
You know,
like,
no, that's Nina will run from me when I ask her.
Oh, hysterical.
Nina Parker will run from me when I ask her.
She's
to
like, I'm getting a call.
Making.
I'm getting a very important call from the head of me right now.
Don't worry about what's
don't
in
worry
my
about me. Don't worry about me. I just think it's incredible how bankable these reality stars are on their own. You know, they go on this show because it gives them legs. It gives them a runway to really earn. So when you look at the numbers that they make for a show like this, it's really not that much per episode. But when you look at the numbers that they make on Instagram, a friend of mine.
That's the hard thing.
Exactly.
Getting them to understand that this is almost like a loss leader, right? It's about the platform, the exposure, the audience, the consumers.
Yeah.
And then you go off and you do all the other things.
Exactly, because that's how you monetize. I mean, I was reading somewhere that some of these reality people that go on The Bachelor make up to $1 million a year in sponsored
in ancillary
content.
Income.
That's crazy.
Yes.
They're getting like $50,000 for a post if they have more than 1 million followers.
No, it's crazy.
Just to promote a tummy tea. That's it.
Well, ABC, I am here. I am queer and I'm ready to date. Still ahead, our new interview with Cruella herself, Emma Stone, the wild thing she did on set. And up next, are you ready to start dating again, honey? Because our dating expert is here with tips on how to keep your man. I need those. Can't keep a man.
I got a man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we've talked about breakups, we've talked about exes and where to meet a new boo, but what about when you finally meet someone and you want to keep them? Here to help us is dating expert and author Monique Kelly, everybody.
Yay!
All right, I get into a space when I'm in a new relationship where I get nervous that I'm doing too much or I'm texting too much or I want to hang out too much. And I feel like I kind of scare the person off. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Okay. So that's what I call single girl insecurities. Okay. It's so natural. First of all, when you get into a relationship with a potential boo, I want you to start congratulating yourself because that's the purpose of dating. You ultimately want to meet someone where it's like, okay, we're on date 3, 4, 5. It's clicking. So congratulate yourself, but acknowledge those insecurities of, is he gonna call? Am I doing too much? Was it just a hit it and quit it quarantine situation? So acknowledge those things.
There's a whole phrase. Hit it and quit it quarantine situation.
So, I'm being good for daytime TV today.
I like it.
So acknowledge it's going to come up and talk to close friends about it. Not too many. We're going to talk about friends and how you shouldn't get them too involved too soon in your relationships. That's important.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Now, sharing information with your friends can be a little bit tricky. So what is off limits and what is okay to share?
Okay, so the first thing, I love how Teresa Giudice did it with Real Housewives of New Jersey. She took her time bringing her man in. And I think it's so important before you start sharing information with girlfriends that you make sure you are solid with this man. Because once you start talking too much to the girls too soon, there's a lot of chatter, there's
you
a lot
the
of noise.
Get the opinions.
Yes.
And once you done trashed him, you come back.
And you can't come back from that. You can't.
Then you feel crazy.
Yes.
So you've compromised the relationship.
Before it even began. So you got to keep it to a, I always say 2 to 3 friends you talk to about the relationship.
And but not the bitter single girl.
Not the bitter single girl.
Because you know there's always one.
Or the hungry single girl.
Yes. Right. Or the miserable married friend.
The miserable married friend, too. They're just as bad as the single girlfriend.
That's the worst.
No, because she will bring you down.
She will.
But wait, doesn't she want you to be married to her? She's just a hater.
It's one of those things where you being single kind of validates the fact that she's in the marriage she's in, because she can be like, well, at least it's better than being single. I'll just stay in this bad marriage.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're not bringing in past issues, what I call the ghosts from dates past. So you have situations where you have trust issues. We already talked about that last week. When you have trust issues, you don't want to bring it into the new relationship. This person has not done that to you. So don't ruin the potential of a beautiful budding relationship
because
of trust.
But what if you are rekindling a relationship with someone that gave you reason to not trust them the first time around? J-Lo and Ben.
So here's the thing. If you choose to rekindle a relationship with someone, if you make that choice to move forward, you're starting fresh. You can't bring that up.
I can't bring the past up. I always feel
that's like giving birth. Yeah. You don't remember the pain until you're in the throes of it again.
Right.
So I'm like, if I'm no longer with someone, it's for a reason.
I'm the same way.
I may not remember that reason right this moment, but it will come back to me at the worst time.
We have a tendency to fantasize about what the relationship was or how the person was in the beginning instead of remembering what made you break up with them.
But you double dipped. You've double dipped before where you said, I will never get that cookie bag, and then you go back for that sauce.
Yeah, and then you realize, like, I didn't like this cookie.
The sauce wasn't worth it.
No.
It wasn't worth the calories. That cookie wasn't worth the calories.
Change and be better the second. Can't we grow?
Can change. I agree with that. And that's why if you choose to get back together in the relationship, you have to move forward from that. That's super important.
And don't tell your friends.
Don't tell them friends. I want you to quickly dispel this whole thing. I'm fighting with a friend right now because he says I'm not being honest with potential suitors because I don't give them my Insta. I have a Finsta for dating because I don't want people to know what I do and who I am fully.
Right.
And he says, well, that's not being authentic and honest because I tell people, oh, I'm a producer. I work in news. I
don't. Justin, people are going to know who you are. Yeah.
Who
people,
are you?
Justin,
this is,
I'm sorry. Can we just pause for one second? This is like the most ridiculous statement you've ever said in your entire life.
Thank you so much for joining us, Monique Kelly.
You guys can check out
Monique Kelly's book, Reality.
Don't have a tiny machine where they can type in your name into a search engine and pulls up Justin Sylvester that you host a daily show live on E! And that you're on stories 300 times a day. You think people don't know that?
I use my middle name when I'm dating.
Justin, get out of here!
They're gonna know you.
That's... I wear glasses.
Okay, we're gonna have more with
Monique Kelly and Liliana coming after my ass on live TV. Check out Monique's book, Reality and Chaos, available on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles, while I get Liliana all the way together during this commercial break.
Do not come for me today.
You sent for me.
That was a good try.
Kim Kardashian is finally addressing those Travis Barker hookup rumors. What she's revealing today, plus the EMTs will be here to deliver Liliana's baby. I'm about to bring her into labor.
I have protection.
Welcome back. Liliana's still breathing, and it's time for some Dear Daily Pop. Paulina Gretzky's fiance loves her so much, he is paying her to keep her clothes on. The model once declined an offer to shoot for Playboy because her man, pro golfer Dustin Johnson, did not approve.
So Playboy asked me to do, you know, Playboy. And I was like, yes, this is a great opportunity. They gave me an amount, a number, and Dustin was like, absolutely not. I'm going to match it. You're not doing it.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Match it.
Well, did I tell you what the number was?
And by the way, I know what you make on the PGA Tour. You better not match the number. You better double that number to keep me off of Playboy.
By the way, Paulina Gretzky does not need any money. She is good. Wayne has got her sitting pretty. But I think with Paulina, the same thing with Vanessa Bryant, the same thing with Ciara. When you're dating somebody who is a sports legend, you are immediately and automatically tied into their image.
And you have to live by their rules of ethics and those clauses in their contracts.
But did you guys get a chance to look at Paulina's Instagram?
It's pretty sexy.
It's pretty. I mean, first of all, if I had that body, I would be naked at all times, anywhere and everywhere. But she's pretty racy on her Insta, so how much racier was she going to be in the Playboy spread?
I think if you're selling Starbucks or if you're selling, you know, Vaseline or Icy Hot, doing it on your Instagram is one thing, but being attached to Playboy.
I haven't looked at a Playboy, but isn't that full nudity?
You can choose. There's some peekaboo nipple here.
I was asked to grace the cover of the pregnancy issue, the expecting child.
Is there really a pregnancy? You
know? No! Actually,
I have been out of the market for quite some time.
I've been married for 24 years.
If there was, I'm not being asked to be inside. But I imagine that you can decide how much you know, it's like the ESPN. Right. Okay, but hold on. Would Justin do the ESPN body is the issue?
It's ESPN body. It's
Playboy's
a whole
classy.
Different.
Yeah, but if she's risque on her Instagram page, they were looking for a bit more if they were going to pay her to be in a
magazine. Because if she's showing all
so
of that.
So it's not going to be whatever she was showing on Instagram. It's going to be just a tad bit more.
100%.
Yes.
Has your man ever been like, listen, I love you, but no?
Yeah, all the time. He sees me naked. Yeah. He's like, no. You
know? Coming
I love
up.
You, but no.
I need a man like yours. A big Sex and the City announcement. Then Emma Stone on why it's good to be bad. We're hanging with her next. The show is so fun.
Welcome back. Today's Hollywood Minute kicks off with a Destiny's Child reunion. Michelle Williams got honest about her mental health journey with Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. She just posted audio from one of their group chats in advance of the release of her book, Checking In.
And it's okay to tell somebody you're not okay.
I think that also, like, people should know that along with friendships, there is humility.
I'm thankful. So thankful for connection. And this is 20 years, y'all, of relationship.
It's 20 years. Man, it ain't going nowhere.
Love those girls. Kim Kardashian also just opened up on social and addressed all kinds of questions, including the Travis Barker hookup rumors. She writes, no false narrative. We've been friends for years, and I'm so happy for him and Court. And Mr. Big is back. Earlier reports suggested Chris Noth wouldn't be back for the Sex and the City reboot. Chris even seemingly denied it too, but HBO Max now confirms Chris is returning to his role in And Just Like That. And that, my friends, is your Hollywood Minute. Thank you so much. Yes, I did it. All right, well, the wait for Cruella is almost over, and Emma Stone hit the carpet to celebrate the big release. She's also revealing how she became one of the most notorious villains of all time, and she's getting called out by a co-star. Take a look at what she told me.
Do you have a light?
Get her.
I have to ask you, when you first put on the signature black and white wig, what did it feel like?
Just surreal, incredible. It was at the camera test, and it is a photo of me that they released, I think that same day or the next day, me with three Dalmatians, and it was just so cool.
I want to make trouble. You in?
It is fun to watch, and I have been missing that. You say in the film, I want to make trouble, and you deliver it way better than I just did. But how much fun was it to play such a big troublemaker, rule breaker, bad girl?
it was fantastic. I really loved it. I also loved that she's kind of embracing her nature. It's the story of nature versus nurture a little bit. The duality of those characters was really, really fun to explore. So I got to play it all different, like, too big. Then it's, she finally just really is that person.
Did you ever bring any bad parts of her home?
I mean,
she brought them into the makeup trailer. She brought them into the makeup trailer. Oh, big time, big time. Big, we'll talk about this at another juncture, but oh, it was.
Why are you speaking?
I think you licked me.
As Stella says in the film, normal is the cruelest insult of them all. And that line sat with me after I watched the film. How does this film champion individuality?
This film certainly highlights the dangers of wanting too much for yourself and not allowing anybody else in. So maybe it's a kind of morality tale gone kind of sideways, if you see what I mean. I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for individuality, but you know, it's not the be all and end all under any circumstances. I think the film's really about, wouldn't it be great if once you got to the top, you just made more space for other people to join you?
Cruella will be in theaters and on Disney Plus with premiere access starting tomorrow. Y'all add it to your queue, or I said this earlier on the show, if you're willing to venture out and go to the theaters, this is the kind of film that will make you say, I'm ready to see movies in a theater.
That looks great. I'm excited. I can't wait.
The cost, if you're a fashion girl, oh my God, the fashion in this film. And if you've ever been to London and you've been to Liberty, the store, y'all, It's
giving me Devil Wears Prada vibes for the Cruella set.
It is exactly, and it's so fun to watch Emma play bad. She's so good, at being bad.
Simone, I'm gonna pick you up tomorrow at 7.
I'll be there, I'll be ready.
All right, bring your credit card because them tickets are expensive.
Okay.
Up next, while Kourtney Kardashian is trying to get revenge on Kendall, plus the Friends lie, we're still not over, and Homo almost played Rachel. The Friend secret you don't know. Why am I calling myself out on live TV today? Yes, I am that. All right, everybody. You ever find the perfect gift for someone? Spend your hard-earned money on it. Then it turns out they returned it? Well, you're not alone because it happened to Kourtney Kardashian. Take a look at what Kendall did.
I started her this collection of Hermes China last year for her birthday. So we called Hermes, and then I was like, can you send me photos of what I didn't get yet? And then they just said, I can absolutely do that, but she returned everything that you got her. I want to be like, you think the joke's on me, you keep returning it. The joke's on you because I'm going to keep buying it. But I just want to give it to her again to see her reaction.
The exact affect.
That's
that was.
I do a mean Kourtney Kardashian.
The commercial. I feel like you should do the rest of the segment in Kourtney Kardashian voice. That was incredible.
So you guys, like, what would you do if you find out that Kendall went ahead and returned the Hermes? I mean, I got her the tea set.
I'm like, how rich do you have to be that you're buying Hermes tea set? Like, I don't know, is that even a good gift?
You gotta keep
it. I'd probably give it away too.
But that's a problem. When people buy me gifts.
Buy me Hermes bag.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Please. When people buy me gifts that they would like, I get so upset about it. I will take the gift.
You're
thank you so much.
That's for you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, but I do believe that once you give the gift, it is no longer up to you on how I choose to use that gift. Like, it's a gift.
I beg to differ. It is still my money that purchased that gift.
No. It is a gift. A gift means you are giving without anything back.
And a gift means show appreciation.
No, but you can't.
You know, for what I got you.
And I would. I would be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. That's so thoughtful.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Can somebody return this and get me a store credit? I mean, I feel the same. People are like, oh, you don't have a baby registry. I'm like, no, because I don't want your baby gift.
Ooh.
Let me tell you why, though. Because I'm, like, super particular about myself. I'm even more particular about the baby. I don't want, like, weird baby clothes.
But aren't you picking it in your registry? You're picking every single thing.
Well, Yes. Okay. But I feel like you have to add like different price points of things so that like it's very accessible. Yeah. And I just feel
this
like
this is for my well-to-do
friends.
These are for the ones that are struggling.
I know. You can just send the baby a book. There you go.
I will get the baby a
book. Get the baby a book.
My favorite gift is a year's supply of diapers. That's what I
give
everyone.
That's a great present.
A year's supply of diapers. I know you need it. You can't give it away.
Yes.
And you will be grateful in the middle of the night.
Well, Mona, while I get pregnant at the commercial break, the Friends reunion is out, and so are all the show's secrets. If you're still catching up, we dug up some more behind-the-scenes details you might have missed doing your first binge session. I want those diapers.
You want those diapers? No one told you life was
gonna be this way. And we bet they didn't tell you these Friends secrets either. Like the fact that David Schwimmer actually didn't audition.
I think I was one of the first people kind of whenever attached.
And some of the cast almost missed out on the filming of the pilot.
I was not available because I was doing a television show that was about baggage handlers in the year 2194.
I went to the producer of the show I was on, and he said, that show's not gonna make you a star.
Poor Matt LeBlanc only had $11 to his name when he got the role.
I was very available.
Well, maybe I don't need your money. Wait, I said maybe.
Well, actually, the Friend group wasn't entirely new.
Jen and I met when we were both around 20, I think, you know, and through mutual friends and stuff. And we were both, we auditioned for a movie of the week called, if I remember correctly, Camp Cucamonga.
And Courtney Cox did that thing where she read for Rachel, but she felt more like a Monica.
I knew that if it was gonna be a long-term thing, I could bring a lot of myself into it.
It took around 5 hours to film each 22-minute episode.
After 2 days, we're all playing poker.
And let me tell you, Monica used her kitchen for a lot more than just cooking.
Does Courtney still have her lines written on the table?
Jennifer Aniston never got the hype over the Rachel.
It's one of those mysteries that I cannot understand.
And all that crustacean trivia we thought we learned?
It's a known fact that lobsters fall in love and mate for life.
Wasn't even true.
This is all a moot point.
But the number one thing we don't know about Friends is when we're gonna stop rewatching it.
That's true.
After the break, can you identify your favorite hip-hop couples by rap lyrics? We're playing Love and Verse Drop next.
Ooh.
In honor of Mona's hit show, Love and Hip Hop, we want to play a little game called Love and Verse Drop. See if you can guess these famous celebrity couples with hints, including hip hop verses from one of the partners. The first person to buzz in with the correct answer gets the point. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, I can't rap, so let me see if I can do this. The first couple. He wants rap, you in the building, but the building's falling. You wouldn't be ballin' if your name was Spalding. Hint number one is, she is a comedian.
She is a comedian.
Hint number two is, she read it.
Oh, darn it!
That would be Common and Tiffany Haddish.
I was gonna say
Common
that!
Common and Tiffany Haddish. All right. Are you guys ready for this
Thank
one?
You.
Here's our next one. He wants rapped 20 bands, Rain Dance. We can't keep the rain check or we can make plans. He opened for her in 2013 on tour. He recently called her the one.
I have no idea.
That is Riri.
Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, everybody. Yes.
What did I tell you?
It's okay. Mona, we got this.
I'm not good under pressure.
No, you're no good under his rapping skills, okay? That's very challenging.
Yes. One of her lyrics is, rack step up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been lit since last night. He is a member of a trio. She popularized her
Cardi B and Offset.
Cardi B and Offset. And that is from Up. Mona, did you know that Cardi was going to be the one?
Oh, God, that's the question of the day. No, I mean, Cardi is the only one who knew she was going to be the one. She's just an amazing talent. I love me some Cardi B.
What's the craziest memory that you have of her, or the fondest memory?
Oh, God, there are so many. I mean, listen, she is just funny, funny, funny every time. And the funniest memory, we were doing a show, and she just kind of out in the middle of nowhere, fully mic'd, was like, I farted. You know, like, and just the fact that she could say that with a straight face.
Right.
And, like, not even think twice. It wasn't even a big deal. She wasn't trying to be funny. She was just like, oh, I just farted. You know, and I was like, I love this woman. I love her. You know?
You know, Mona, I don't want to be forward, and I know this is our first date,
uh-huh.
but I'm going to ask you, could you come back tomorrow and have
oh
some
my
fun?
God!
Mona is coming back. I am not taking no for an answer. You guys, come back and join us. We're going to have more Daily Pop.